Welcome to a very special edition of Mondays with Miles. It is Championship Monday, Dr. Brand. You must be excited.
Oh, it's very exciting. Terrific teams playing, and it's been a great tournament so far.
Yeah, we have Florida and Ohio State tonight. These
yes.
are two terrific basketball teams, but it's also a rematch of the BCS championship game, if you will.
You know, that's really interesting. We're seeing some of our schools excel in more than one sport. Sometimes it was just a basketball school or a football school, but right now we see some mutual support between teams and sports. And it's not only happening in the two high visibility sports, we're seeing a number of schools being able to, across the board, create good athletic as well as academic environments.
Is this good for intercollegiate athletics when you have teams such as Florida and Ohio State really dominating the landscape?
Well, they're dominating for a short period of time. We don't know who's going to be next. That's the interesting thing, because the student athletes change, and in the future it might be very different. But I have to tell you, both of those schools have great fan followings, and so they are national teams, and they're very interested in it.
Talk to me a little bit about the weekend experience. I know it's a lot more than just going to the games for you.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. It used to be, years ago, there was three games, you know, two semifinals and then a final game, and that would be the event. Over the last, say, 3 to 4 years, what we've done is we've really made it into a weekend, a 4 or 5 day event, where, say, on the Sunday, before there's music opportunities, there's Hoop City, there's the Dribble for young people. The fact of the matter is we've tried to make it very fan and family friendly. We don't want to turn it into the Super Bowl, which creates a really different kind of environment. This has to be a collegiate environment. So we're trying to make it a collegiate environment, but as basketball is the center, of course, we also want to have other events.
Talk a little bit about the transformation of this city. I mean, we're in a major city right now, Atlanta. And if you walk down the street, it's Final Four everywhere.
I give the people of Atlanta, the local organizing committee, a great deal of compliments and really a great deal of credit for all that they've done. The fact of the matter is there are signs all over the place. The people are very friendly. Everyone knows about the Final Four. I think the city has really risen to the occasion. The people of Atlanta, the volunteers, have just done a tremendously good job.
And the economic impact definitely has an effect on the local businesses, the hotels, etc.
There is a business aspect to it, of course, and the reason why the city invests in the NCAA and college sports as much as it does, and you can't put on something this big for free. The reason they invest is because when fans come in to watch the games, they stay in hotels and eat in restaurants, and generally contribute to the economy of the city. So there's a good exchange that takes place.
You referenced some of the concerts we have going on throughout the weekend over in Centennial Park. On Friday, we also had a Build Habitat for Humanity. You were over there getting your hands dirty. Talk a little bit about that experience.
You know, that was terrific. We had a lot of student athletes from the local colleges, Morehouse and from Georgia Tech and many of the other local colleges, who came by and contributed their sweat equity, their labor, to build houses. In fact, they're putting up two houses, one which will stay here in Atlanta, and one which will be shipped to Katrina area down near New Orleans. I think, first of all, I asked them, a lot of them, about how they felt about that, and they thought it was a terrific opportunity to give back to the community. They saw it as a team building. That's a pun, a team building opportunity in which they came together and understood how to work together well. It was great fun, but at the same time, they accomplished something. The young woman, young mother who was helping build, was going to be her house in Atlanta. And you couldn't help but be affected by helping her find a place to live, which was incredible.
And what really touched me is afterwards, everybody signs part of the frame of the house. And she wrote a message to her 3-year-old son, "To Dominique, love mommy." And I thought that was really touching.
I couldn't agree with you more. It's a feel-good opportunity, and it has benefits for everyone. You know, I think that Habitat for Humanity is a great partner for the NCAA, and together with Lowe's that provides the materials, it's a terrific build-out. I have to compliment Division II in particular, which put $1 million in this last year as a Katrina effort to kick it off. So Division II really gets a gold star, and of course everyone has joined in, but that division in particular took the lead.
So all of these events kind of lead up to tonight's, you know, main event. We have a huge basketball game tonight, and I don't want to lose sight of that. Tip-off is after 9 o'clock. It's a little bit late. We're during the school week here, and I just wanted to get you to weigh in a little bit. These are students on the court tonight, and I don't think they're going to get back for class on Tuesday. And I know we're playing a major national championship, but how does that fit in with our mission here?
I think that's a challenging question. It's a good question. I think if within reason you allow this to happen, it's okay. Problems arise when you do too much of it, when you keep young people out of class too much. And the tournament, though it only involves a small number of student-athletes because everyone else has gone by the wayside, nonetheless, we have to worry about them as well. And the teams travel with tutors. They have homework assignments. Some of them are taking tests, in some cases potentially finals during this period. It's tough on them, but they still have to do their schoolwork. Are they missing class FaceTime? Yes. Is that important? Yes, class FaceTime is very important. So this is a special time in their lives to play in the final. For one team, it's the second special time in their lives. I think as long as we try and keep it in perspective and understand that it doesn't involve them all year round, that they understand that they have to go to class as well, it's important. I think travel away from school, and some sports like basketball do a lot of that. Baseball does, as you know.
Absolutely.
Golf and a number of other sports have a lot of travel away from campus. We have to keep that in perspective and make sure we don't overdo it.
One final question. You have the most exciting, in my opinion, the most exciting duty tonight. You hand out the championship trophy. What does that feel like?
You know, that is special. I watch, obviously, from the sidelines, and about 5 or 10 minutes left in the game, I'll go down to courtside, so I get ready to do it. And sometimes, obviously, you don't know the winner until last minute, sometimes not until overtime. And then the place just explodes. You know, confetti comes down, and people are running around the court, and it is just the most electric time you can imagine. And I'll tell you the best part of it. After handing out the trophy, what they do is they play One Shining Moment.
That's the greatest.
And you know, what One Shining Moment is about a 3 or 4 minute video that the CBS crew have put together of the highlights of the entire tournament, ending up with that night's game. And they edit it right there on the spot, so no one has seen it before. And all the players on the winning team stop, as does everyone else, and looks at it. And, you know, it's hard to keep the tears away. It is just the most incredible sports type event that I've ever been associated with.
And what's interesting about that is that we are in a hotel right now, and we have a couple of closed circuit stations that continue to play the One Shining Moment from past years in succession, year after year. And I found myself watching one night the entire docket of One Shining Moments, and I had to have a special moment in 2003 when Syracuse won, because that's my favorite program. But it really is special, and I do want to mark, because it's just as important, you're going to fly to Cleveland right after this, and you're going to do the exact same ceremony with the women's tournament.
That's exactly right. So I get a double special treat. After I do the men's, which ends late, as you point out, first thing early in the morning, I fly to Cleveland, and I'm able to do that on Tuesday night for the women. And let me tell you, it is equally as exciting. And the women play just as hard as the men do, and it's just as exciting for the schools. Full stadium, full, you know, we always have full crowds, and it's spectacular. I remember last year, the Duke-Maryland game. What a great basketball game. It was literally one of the best basketball games.
Absolutely.
I ever saw. It was just outstanding. So I can't wait to get to Cleveland. So I get to do it twice, and that's a treat for me.
Well, it's a remarkable time. I thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule here in Atlanta, and enjoy the games.
Thank you, Josh.